The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Reader from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. One of the scribes came to Jesus and asked him, "Which is the first of all the commandments?" Jesus replied, "The first is this, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength.' The second is this, 'You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these.' The scribe said to him, 'Well said, teacher. You are right in saying, He is one, and there is no other than He. And to love Him with all your heart, with all your understanding, with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself, is worth more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices.' And when Jesus saw that he answered with understanding, he said to him, 'You are not far from the kingdom of God.' And no one dared to ask him any more questions." The Gospel of the Lord. When I officiate over the sacrament of marriage, and they say officiate over because really the couple are those who actually marry by giving mutual consent. So the priest or deacon or bishop officiates over the sacrament. I give many different homilies because variety is the spice of life, I really believe. One of my favorites is I like to start off with Venerable Fulton Sheen, who's written many books. And hopefully you'll read some of the books of Fulton Sheen. Great writer, very deep. But he's already venerable, and I hope one day he'll be beatified and canonized as an example for priests and bishops. I think he's an excellent example for us to follow. One of the books he wrote related to marriage and the first reading today, which Tobias marries Sarah, the title is It Takes Three to Get Married. So when I'm marrying, using that text, they'll say, what is the best thing that Juan can do for Lupe? And they're looking at me with stars in their eyes. They don't have the faintest idea. They say the best thing that Juan can do for Lupe is if Juan can fall in love with God every day, to put into practice the gospel that we just heard. To love God fully and totally, unreservedly. What is the best thing that Lupe can do for Juan? She can fall in love with God, head over heels, every day, heart, mind, soul, and strength. That's the first thing. First and foremost, they have to do that. Then, love each other. But first they have to love God, and then they have to love each other. If that is not the proper order, there's going to be many, many, many problems. Many problems. God has to be first. Now, all of us have to carry a cross, but if we don't have God with us, the cross instead of sanctifying us, it's going to crush us. Following up on the same author, Fulton Sheen, Venerable Fulton Sheen, says that there are three rings in marriage. The three rings in marriage. Do you know them? The engagement ring, the wedding ring, and suffering. Okay? You didn't pick that up, did you? The engagement ring, the wedding ring, and suffering. It's a ring, huh? Now, Fulton Sheen didn't say this to cause those who are married to fear your married life, but that's part of life. Once Catherine of Siena said, "Lord, give me the greatest suffering." He said, "No, that's for the married people." This was to Catherine of Siena, to whom Jesus gave a ring. Catherine of Siena was married, but to Jesus Christ. It's called the mystical marriage. Now, I'd like to do the rest of the homily is the book of Tobias is a beautiful book. And Father Larry said to me, "Why don't you give a series of talks to Couples for Christ just on the book of Tobias?" Not a bad idea. Those who are preparing couples to get married, read through that. Very good. It's excellent. What do you see in the reading today? God inspiring Tobias, led by the Holy Spirit, to marry Sarah. God sends an angel. The name of the angel is Raphael, the Archangel Raphael. We have three names of angels in the Bible: Gabriel, Michael, and Raphael. So Raphael appears on the scene. Now we rushed through a good part of the book, but what's going to happen is Raphael is walking with Tobias all the way to the house. So he's leading him there. And we have to pray that your children and grandchildren will be led by the good angel to meet their future husband or wife. I say, led by the good angel. St. Ignatius speaks about the good spirit and the bad spirit. Led by the good angel to marry the person that they're called to marry. What is the most important decision in the life of all of us? Our vocational decision. How many people here are married? How many priests here? I don't know about you people, but deciding to be a priest, deciding to be a religious, deciding which congregation to enter was huge. Huge. Enormous. So I knew once I said yes to the religious life and the priesthood, that's my whole life. That's my destiny. That's my vocation. I don't know about you people who got married. I took it very, very, very seriously. Consulting parents and priests. Once I made the decision, nothing was going to stop me. Once I said yes, those 7 years in Rome went by like that. But to make that decision, it was huge. And I think couples that get married today, they take it very flippantly, very nonchalantly, very superficially. Hey, you're married. You're married. You know how many years my parents were married before my dad died 7 months ago? 61 years. Wow! And when I'm talking with couples that I want to get married, do you think you can live with this person another 50 years? You can barely put up with her now. What's going to happen when times are tough? Therefore, no couple is going to persevere in marriage if God is not number one. God has to be number one. He has to be number one. That's the gospel today. To love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. Then to love your neighbor as yourself. That's the order. If you put your husband or your children above God, that's idolatry. That's idolatry. Let me give you a short, succinct definition of idolatry. Idolatry is when you place any person, place, or thing, or idea above God. That's the nature of an idol. And as the Bible teaches us, our God is a jealous God. How is our God a jealous God? He wants you totally. He wants you to live out that gospel today. What would happen if every married couple really took seriously to love God with all their heart, mind, soul, and strength? The world would be radically transformed. Radically transformed. Now the gospel today, I believe the gospel today, it sounds nice, and you've heard it many times. To love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. I think that that's probably the most demanding gospel passage in all of the Bible. You think it's Shakespearean poetry. It sounds nice. Are you loving God with all of your mind? Fat chance. I doubt it. Maybe 20%, 50% on a good day. Are you loving God with all of your strength? Come on. Be honest. We're not. Are you loving God with all of your heart? Let's pray that we come close to it. Heart, mind, soul. Are you loving God with all of your soul? You know what that is? What is your soul? Your understanding, your imagination, your will? I really doubt it. I really doubt it. But the key is this. You can if you want to. As Benjamin Franklin said, where there's a will, there's a way. Little BF, I like Benjamin Franklin. Smart guy, no? Where there's a will, there's a way. How many of you want to live out the gospel today? I do. Some of you sheepishly raise your hand because I raised both of my hands, huh? Do you? Not really, huh? How many want to live out that gospel today? Okay, receive the Eucharist today with the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And you are on the way to living that out. Do you believe it? You receive the Eucharist, but you have to say Mary.